everyone, and welcome back to the Barely Bookish podcast. Today we are continuing on with our discussion of Wuthering Heights, and I am once again joined by Jen from In Her Good Books.
Hello.
These chapters. My notes are going to get real funny here, and I'm just ready for you to enjoy it, for the listeners to enjoy it.
I'm gonna enjoy it.
Also, listeners, if you hear any cat purrs that I can't edit out, my bee, but also enjoy them.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, every time I go on a phone call with Daniel, my boyfriend, and we're away from her, we hold up the phone so that she can purr into it for the other to hear. And it brings me great joy.
Yes, it would.
So I'm like, this is my child. We're not having kids. This is it.
That's good enough.
She's just so wee.
It's like the highlight of me recording with you, to be honest. I
know. Honestly, that's fair. I feel like people just come on the podcast so that they can look at her for an uninterrupted hour.
Yes. Yes, I believe it.
I'm okay with it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, listeners, she does sleep on my chest pretty much the entire time.
It's so cute. Yeah,
imagine this very early on meeting my coworkers in a Teams call. This is what was happening.
Were they also obsessed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because she is clingy. Everybody else's pets are like, you know, they're cute, but they aren't like level 10 clinger like she is. She is in my business at all times.
You just have to start taking her to events.
I know.
Like, in a carrier.
She has a backpack carrier.
Nice.
Yeah. She like sometimes likes it, and then sometimes she like forgets that she's ever been in it before.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand, but it's funny. So we used to take her on car rides all the time. And whenever she was ready to go home or ready to go on a car ride and she just wanted to go somewhere, she would run over and sit in her carrier. And it was really cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
I think it's because most of the time we did get Starbies and she got a puppuccino. Very tiny one. A cat-sized puppuccino.
Yeah. Amazing.
Because everyone wanted to give her like the full size, and I'm like, she is 5 pounds.
Yeah, no, she will die.
Yeah, I was like, no, you can give her like a little lick. And she was very happy with that. She's asleep, just so you know. Oh. My apologies. Sorry I laughed. Won't do that again. All right. Chapter 16. So we get Catherine Jr. And Catherine Sr., which is how they will be referred to in my notes from here on forward.
Yes, it can be confusing.
Yeah. So Catherine Jr. was born. Catherine Sr. dies almost immediately. Like,
yeah.
Same day, like 30 minutes apart, basically.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, I was like, what? She was in labor? Is that why she was having a huge hysterical meltdown at the end of the last chapter?
Yeah, literally.
I don't think they say that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I didn't notice it anyways. I didn't know she was in labor until she was dead.
Literally. My favorite thing about like Victorian era novels is that like people are not pregnant. Babies are just born.
Yes. Yeah, just out of nowhere.
They're like, 6 months later, you know, baby. And I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, it's so improper to mention anything.
So no one cares at all about this baby, just that Catherine died. Catherine Sr. died. Which, like, all right. This is one thing that's always made me angry. And, like, maybe it's just because I'm not a parent and I have, like, no will to ever be a parent. But I hate in movies where they're like, oh, save the baby, kill my wife. Like, no, what? That's crazy. What are we talking about here? Like, that's, yeah, I hate that.
If I had to choose, kill my husband, save my baby.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Like, I feel like it's just because I'm not a parent and I never will have a will to be a parent. But like, for me, I'm like, whoa.
I think that probably the proper answer is, you know, your partner is, they're just going to be there with you till the end. And your kids, you just have them for a while and then they go off and live their own lives. And they're not even really a person yet. But yeah, I don't know. You get pretty emotionally attached pretty quickly. So
listen, I would commit war crime if anything happened to my cat. So
right, like someone has a knife to her throat right now.
I'm going like listen, I'm going straight up. Oh no, I forgot. Keanu Reeves, right on him. I'm telling you that right now.
Yes. Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah. So Edgar's just hanging out, laying next to his wife's dead body. So there's that one. Fingers crossed, it's like not decaying, I guess.
Probably not yet, but how long did he lay there for?
I don't know. Like,
that's always... Sorry. A little while is too long. Like, I don't want to spend any time with a dead body, but also, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Like, I feel like anything over about an hour, I'm getting, like, at that point, you're getting too morbid in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus,
he hardly liked her.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely liked her more than she liked him. 100.
Yes, that is true.
But, like, not saying much, you know? So, while everyone's distracted, Mrs. Dean's like, I'm gonna go stir the pot and tell Heathcliff. Which, okay, girl.
She's like, I was, both happy and sad to tell him about this. Like, no, she was happy. She wasn't, well, was she happy that Catherine was dead? Probably, yes, actually.
Yeah, probably.
I think she said in the chapter before, if she would only die, things would be way easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like counting the days, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So Heathcliff, turns out he'd just been hiding in the garden, so he already knew. So there's that. But which, like, Heathcliff's so funny to me sometimes.
He's always funny to me.
Like, what a way to just be like, oh yeah, I did watch that happen. I was there. I was actually at the window the entire time.
And then she confirms it, and he's like, I know. And then he starts banging his head against a tree until he's bloodied.
Yeah.
I guess he's sad, but...
Very geez. Dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this book is so dramatic.
Everybody. Yes.
There's not one person where I'm like, yeah, that's a normal human reaction to have.
No, not at all.
So he's like, tell me how it happened. And I'm like, this is kind of making me sad, actually.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
Yeah. And then he's like, Catherine, you better haunt me because I killed you and I can't live without you. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he does not want her to rest. He wants her there.
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, go off, I guess. But I feel like Catherine does not care that much, to be honest.
I think she was more into the drama of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she was actually, like, controversial opinion. I don't think she actually loved Heathcliff. I think she just liked making everybody angry.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there was, like, actual romantic feelings there. She just thought it was, like, fun.
And that would be another situation where, you know, he likes her more than she likes him.
Yeah.
It's her thing.
Yeah. So, her coffin is left uncovered, and then Heathcliff breaks in every single night and just, like, touches her face, I guess?
Yeah, just hangs out with her. And then he she has a locket that has Edgar's hair in it, and then he replaces it with his own hair. Which, okay, they're so weird. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
A lot of hanging out with dead bodies. I'm guessing nobody has a sense of smell at this point.
I guess not.
Because they're probably not preserving them that well, right?
No, I don't really know when they started doing more of our more modern preservation ways, but I feel like not then. Yeah, especially not, they're out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like she was taken to a funeral home. She was just... And she was buried on the property, so yeah, I don't think she went far.
I feel like they were lucky to get a coffin, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're going to the funeral. Mr. Earnshaw didn't show up, which no surprise there. And then we find out that the Lintons, both Edgar and Catherine, were never buried in their family coliseum. Instead, they were buried on a hillside together, which I'm like, aw. But, like, also, she's the worst, buddy.
Yeah, but, like, why? Was that explained? I don't remember that being explained. It was just, like, she was buried at the edge of the property, and then he was also buried there next to her. And I was like, what?
Okay.
But why?
I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't really explained. They were just kind of like, and cute. I was like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are on to chapter 17. After a month of mourning, Isabella rolls up, covered in bruises, and she's like, hey, what's up? It's me.
I'm back.
Yeah. She's like, hey. And then Mrs. Dean's like, literally what? Why? Why are you covered in bruises? And then she's like, listen, all I need is some clothes and a carriage, and then I'm going. And Mrs. Dean's like, no. Explain. No,
yeah.
So, she says that she's going to get rid of everything Heathcliff and takes her ring off and throws it into the fire. And then she demands that Catherine's baby gets sent away for a little bit. And I'm like, what hot goss do you have? It's gotta be hot.
Oh, she's got some.
Mm-hmm. So Isabel says that they finally hate each other, and she wishes he would just kill himself. And I'm like, okay. Like, Isabel, straight for the throat.
Yeah, oh yeah. But Heathcliff also threatens to kill himself all the time.
I know. Like,
multiple times already he has threatened it. So yeah,
they're so dramatic.
He probably will.
Yeah, who's to say at this point?
Yeah.
So apparently Heathcliff is often gone, but when he's home, she has to starve herself rather than face his company. And I was like, okay, girl.
Again. So you were warned.
Literally. Like, imagine telling someone, hey, this guy you're with is the worst person I've ever met in my entire life. And they're like, but he's cute.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, that is how people are.
Yeah. Couldn't be me.
No.
Yeah, I had a friend like that. And every time she dated someone after that boyfriend, then I was like, hey, he's garbage. I now had to vibe check and tell her whether she should continue dating him or not.
Yes. Yeah. Some people, they need friends like that.
I provide that service for free to my friends.
That's really good of you.
Apparently, you know, Isabella just needs to heed Catherine's warning better, but, you know, here we are.
Too late.
Too late. So, Isabel told Hindley to lock Heathcliff outside, and Hindley was like, are you finally ready to kill Heathcliff? And Isabel was basically like, sure, what else am I going to do on this Tuesday evening?
Mm-hmm.
So, she told Heathcliff that if he comes in, Hindley's going to shoot him. Heathcliff's like, Isabel, literally just let me in the house. Like, for real, just let me in the house. And she's like, no, you're going to get shot. So I'm just not going to be a part of this. And he's like, bro, let me in. So he's like, okay, open the back door then if Hindley's right here. And she's like, he'll kill me before I get to the back door. And then we both die.
Yeah, that is not a solution.
So Heathcliff gets tired of this. Sorry, before that, Isabel says the most iconic line and says that Heathcliff should just lay on Catherine's grave and die like a loyal dog. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, she got it.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Had to leave that one in there. So Heathcliff busts in through the window, shoves the knife part of Hindley's gun into his wrist, knocks him down, beats the living daylights out of him, all while holding Isabel hostage at this point. Mm-hmm. So then he like starts He then like is like, oh my god, I just beat up Hindley. I should probably like wrap him up. And starts like wrapping his wounds. And Isabel finally runs off to go get Joseph. And then Joseph's like, what happened?
And then he says a whole bunch of stuff that we can't understand, but
Heathcliff starts praying over Hindley's body, who's still alive, by the way. She's very injured. And Isabel's like watching him pray and starts busting out laughing. He loses his mind, beats up Isabel, and then we all go to bed.
Like, Heathcliff is terrifying on his good days. Now that mm-hmm. Catherine is dead, like, yeah. Stay away, because he is losing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 100%.
And Hindley's been wanting to kill him this whole time. It's like, this literally is not the time to do it, because he doesn't, like, Heathcliff doesn't have anything to lose. Like, he has stuff, but like, he only wanted Catherine. She's gone, so he's like, whatever, I can do whatever I want now, and if I die, then I do, and if I don't, then I'll kill you.
Yeah, Heathcliff just like has no understanding of consequences at all. Like, he lives his life as if there is none ever,
and there isn't.
Yeah,
like, nobody. And he's smart, though. He kind of, you know, plans things in a way that, like, I guess we learn a little bit later, but he gets everything. He plans it that way.
I know, it's actually mildly terrifying.
Yeah. Yep. I know, like, this. Well, I know someone like this. Yeah, it's not cool that there's people like this in the world.
I would never want to be around someone like this.
No. No.
And the next morning, everyone's down at the dinner table and it's completely silent.
Yeah, it's pretty awkward.
Like, Hindley's in a chair next to a fire that I don't think is going, just like wrapped up, not moving. Heathcliff's staring out into distance, and Isabel's just the only one sitting there eating.
I love how they all just kind of carry on? Like, what?
Yeah. It's absolutely insane. So she then cuts away and tells Mrs. Dean, she's like, I can only forgive Heathcliff if we were even, if he could experience all the terror that he caused me. And I'm like, that's not going to happen, to be honest.
No, there's no way that anything she can do would do anything to him.
No, he doesn't care.
No.
So Henley's like, I still want to strangle Heathcliff. And Isabel's like, you literally had your chance. So Heathcliff then starts crying about Catherine. And Isabel laughs at him. Which, like, she's really just egging on the bear.
Yeah, that is a mistake.
Like, I don't understand her willingness to just be like, oh yeah, let's make my situation worse here.
Yeah, just pretty much as bad as possible.
Mm-hmm. So, after finishing her story, she's like, all right, bye, see you never, and leaves in the carriage to go off. And turns out she goes to London. She ends up having a son, which she gives the name Linton. And then she ends up reconnecting with Edgar. But she dies 13 years later when her son's 12.
Yeah.
And I like that we get like a little wrap up.
Yeah. All of this is just like in a one little paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we then also find out that Edgar has become a hermit. And 6 months after Catherine's death, Henley dies. There's no money at Wuthering Heights at all. Very broke.
And he's so in debt to Heathcliff that Heathcliff just inherits everything.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what he wanted.
Yep. So it was pretty smart.
Like, I don't understand why he let Heathcliff live there in the first place.
I think just because he was able to, like, gamble with him, or, like, he was kind of funding his gambling. But that can't possibly be worth it. Like, living with your mortal enemy that you want to kill and wants to kill you every single day so you can continue on gambling and drinking. I guess that's addictions, but... was not a good plan.
Literally. I feel like Heathcliff just showed up one day with a suitcase and Henley's like, what? Okay.
Yeah. And now Henley's dead and his son Hareton is just there with Heathcliff. And is now like kind of, Heathcliff is going to be replaying his childhood. But making Hareton the servant instead of him.
Yeah. So yeah, nobody can really take Harrington, so they're just letting Heathcliff keep him.
Yeah. I think Mrs. Dean came and was like, no, you can't have him or something, and he was like, yeah, I can.
He was like, he's referring to the children he's collecting as his property, which is also wild.
Yeah. It's all part of his plan for revenge.
Then we are on to chapter 18. So Mrs. Dean's singing Catherine Jr.'s praises. She's like, she's the best kid to ever exist. She's the sweetest angel, born from heaven itself. And I'm like, okay, Mrs. Dean, chill out, please.
Right? I think this shows something like, she's completely different than her mother. I'm like, is she though?
Is she?
Seems pretty similar, I think, actually.
Yeah, almost a carbon copy, but okay.
Which is funny, because Mrs. Dean hated Catherine, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Edgar is a super overprotective dad. Won't let her venture outside of the house grounds at all. She has no idea of the surrounding neighbors at all.
No.
Because his entire goal is to avoid Heathcliff, so he doesn't leave the house.
Yeah, which is the only person that lives anywhere near him.
Like, all I'm imagining is, like, you know, like, country neighbors? and you're just like, yeah, I don't like that guy. And it's like, he's the only person within 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. I feel like they should have just moved.
Literally.
Like, just moved to London and that, yeah, like, with Isabella before she was dead. And that probably would have saved a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah. Like, they could have kept their ancestral home and just moved into an apartment in London and called it good.
Yes, that would have been a better plan.
But instead, we got this unbelievably sheltered child. And then when Edgar goes to pick up Isabella's son, Linton, he leaves Catherine home alone for 3 weeks with Mrs. Dean. And Catherine's like, I'm going on a little adventure, sneaks out, ends up at Wuthering Heights. Because that's where everybody ends up, I guess.
It's the only place there is.
Mm-hmm. So Catherine thought that Harrington was a servant, which really angers Harrington. And he's like, no, I'm literally your cousin. And Catherine bawls her eyes out because she's like, no, I can't be related to the poor.
She's such a spoiled brat, too.
She is, like, exactly like Catherine Sr.
Exactly.
I don't know what the female version of Sr. is. Is it like Catherine Matron?
I have no idea.
Like, this is like a first. Catherine the first.
There we go.
That's gender neutral. Let's do that. So Harrington becomes a wild child, because what else is he going to do? He doesn't have any education, and he's basically just been thrown out into the woods. So.
Yep, that's about right.
So we do find out that Heathcliff cleaned the place up once he became owner of it, so that's good. However, he is a grumpy landlord, which sounds about right.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to suddenly be he's not going to be a happy, good landlord.
No.
Based on who he is, so.
No.
Yeah.
Grumpy is better than mean, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mrs. Dean gets Catherine to promise not to tell her dad that she's ever been to Wuthering Heights because she's like, I will get fired.
Yes. Oh, man. She'll be in big trouble.
Yeah. So then we are on to chapter 19. Little Catherine is very hyped that her cousin's on the way. And they're officially back. This kid's very sickly, like very frail, like looks diseased.
I think it was funny. I think because she called him Linton, so his mm-hmm. name is Linton Heathcliff, and that just made me laugh.
That is really funny. I didn't put it together. I assumed it was just like a first name only situation, and now I'm realizing it is Linton Heathcliff, which is really funny.
Because Heathcliff is just like a single name mm-hmm. person. Like, he doesn't have a first name, mm-hmm. so he's just Heathcliff. Isabella was Isabella Heathcliff, and now Linton is Linton Heathcliff. It's like,
that's funny. Like, to me, it's like when people name like William Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that it just probably, like, just to imagine how annoyed Edgar would be to have now his nephew Linton Heathcliff.
Mm-hmm. Good. I know, now everybody's got to just call him Linton because they're like, no.
No.
We're not doing it.
No.
So they tell Linton not to cry so that he doesn't bother Catherine. Like, this kid's mom just died.
Yeah.
So Catherine starts treating her cousin like a baby, which weirdly works because this kid is almost more spoiled than Catherine is.
He is basically a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Not in age, but in personality.
Yeah. So somehow Joseph already found out that this kid's here and rolls up. And Joseph is like trying to bust into Linton's room. And he's like, Heathcliff wants his son right now. And they're like, it is midnight. No, we'll bring him in the morning. Which does not go over very well, but it's what's happening. So
yeah, yeah.
So then we are on chapter 20. Mrs. Dean takes him over there pretty early. It's like 5 a.m. And like Linton's not about it. He's like, why have I never heard of my dad? And they're like, oh, he's just fine and dandy. He's a normal person.
Yeah, he's just been working this whole time. It's like, okay, like why hasn't my mom told me about him? Oh, I don't know.
So crazy. They're straight lying to this kid just to get him there. So she's like, oh, your dad's going to love you. And just,
but
like,
he might be really grumpy at first, but like, just give him time. He'll be terrible, but then he'll love you, of course. But will he?
Yeah. He's your dad, so I'm sure he's going to love you. He's never shown anybody else love, but yeah, you, for sure.
Yes.
So, they get there. Heathcliff immediately refers to his son as property, and I'm like, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Oh no. So, Linton immediately starts bawling right in front of his dad, which does not go over well. He's like, oh god. He, like, starts, like, grabbing, Heathcliff starts grabbing Linton's arms and, like, holding them up and, like, fully inspecting this kid's body. And then he's, like, grabs his head in his hand. And he's, like, looking him in the eyes. He's like, you don't even look like me.
Yeah. I think there was, like, one line, too, before when Mrs. Dean is telling him about his father. He's like, well, what does he even look like? Oh, well, you know, he has black hair and black eyes. What? How must I love someone that looks like that? Like, what?
So funny. It's just like, this kid, what is that called? Like a cherub? Is that the right word I'm looking for? Yeah like, so. Implied, like, blonde hair, blue eyes. Then Heathcliff's, like, black hair, brown eyes.
Yeah.
And they're like, huh. Where did this kid come from? Which, like, I would not blame Isabella if Heathcliff is not the father. Let's be very clear.
Yes, I would support that. But then the only other options are, like, Hindley.
Who was, like, two.
Joseph. No, Hindley was the Harrison's dad.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I got confused. But yeah, so Hindley or Joseph are basically our options.
Yeah. Not great.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, none of the options are good.
No. It's a terrible situation to be in.
Yes.
So, apparently the entire goal of Heathcliff is that his son inherits the Grange and then, like, becomes somehow Heathcliff also inherits the Grange. Which is where Isabella's from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the long game. He did get this kid a tutor, so we're looking up there.
Yeah, that's better than anything he did for Harriton.
Yeah.
Because he can't even read or anything, and
no.
Everyone's making fun of him for it. And
yeah, he basically let this Harriton get raised by wolves.
Yeah.
And Joseph, which is almost worse.
Yeah, yes, not better at all.
So, Linton refuses to eat the gross mush that everyone else does. And Joseph is like, it was good enough for Harrington. And Linton's like, who's Harrington? So.
Yeah, I don't think he's had a choice. So.
Yeah. Like, ugh. And so they ended up getting Linton something else, which means they had other food in the fridge the whole time, which is crazy.
They really just like to torture people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, what is Heathcliff eating? You know what I mean?
I don't know if he even needs to eat.
He feeds off of the hatred of others or something, I guess.
Yes.
So he ends up, Mrs. Dean sneaks out during that entire argument, and Linton sees her leave and ends up like running to the door and is like, don't leave me. And I'm like, oh, poor kid.
Right. Oh, his mom dies and now this is where he has to live. It's terrible.
Absolutely brutal. But that is all we have for this episode. I'm very excited to keep reading. It's getting juicy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so always dramatic. It's always juicy.
Mm-hmm. It just keeps getting better for me.
Yeah. And we're just... the book starts out and we have, like, the story of Heathcliff and Catherine, and then now it's switching, and it's kind of the same story, but we got new characters who are kind of also the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's spawning in more demon spawn, basically, is what happened.
Yes. Yeah, those were some shorter chapters.
Yeah. But I had fun talking about them anyways.
Yeah, me too.
And we will catch you all right here in 2 weeks with another episode. And who knows what can happen at this point. Maybe someone will throw a drink in somebody else's face. I feel like that's going to happen soon.
Has that happened yet in this one? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It needs to.
It did. Hopefully it'll happen again.
Yes, it needs to.
We will see you all in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.